So plenty happening, obviously, at this time of year in the Shire, for sure. So let's kick it off. And I like this, a bit of a shop and a bop in Castlemaine during late night trading this Friday.
Yeah, that's right, Robbo. And I mentioned this last week, but as you say, it is on again this Friday. So I just wanted to remind our listeners that our Castlemaine CBD shops will be open until 8 p.m. on Friday. And we've got plenty going on with that. We've got a program of events that we're providing, which includes roving performers and free live music in the Village Square, which, of course, is in Frederick Street in Castlemaine. And there's food and drink vans there as well, Robbo. And just mention to people, if they haven't already seen it, stay around till after dark and have a look at the moving sculpture that's called Spherophyte, which is in Victory Park, right in the middle of town, of course. It's this fantastic structure that changes colours, and it's got 48 moving arms, and it's quite a spectacle, Robbo. So yeah. It comes alive nightly until the 4th of January. So have a look at that when you can. And we do have a full program of council-supported Christmas events on our media and public notice section of our website. But I do want to make a special mention, Robbo, to the Rotary Club Christmas Carols, which are on this Friday, 17th of December. They're in the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens, kicking off at 7 p.m.
Lovely. Now, the Council and Health Partners have released the Municipal Public Health and Wellbeing Plan. Sounds a bit heavy, but obviously it's a really well-thought-out plan to keep people safe and happy in the Shire.
Yeah, and well, really, is what it's about, Robbo, is trying to improve people's mental and physical wellness. So there's 11 areas of focus in that plan, and it's got things like addressing the impact of climate change on people's health, increasing healthy eating and active living, and reducing harm from gambling and tobacco are just some of the 11 topics that are in there. But a big part of why some of those areas of focus are included, Robbo, is that the data is saying that we need to do this work. So we did a census back in 2019, the Healthy Heart of Victoria initiative called the Active Living Census, and our community said, with its own words, that more than half of our residents in our Shire are overweight or obese, that we're not eating enough vegetables or enough fruit, and we're not drinking enough water. So there's some work to do there, Robbo, yeah, for the health service providers and ourselves, but it's the whole community really needs to understand what that document's talking about and all take our own responsibilities for improving our health as well, Robbo. But the plan itself, the Municipal Health and Wellbeing Plan, it's on our website, and I'd really encourage people to have a look at what it's got to say.
Terrific. Now, a new report also outlining communities' plan to tackle emissions.
Yeah, and this is a very much a community-led project, Robbo, that is looking to get to zero net emissions by 2030. The community group, it's called the Wararak Initiative, and that report developed by the community was released on Thursday. I just wanted to bring that to people's attention if they haven't heard about it yet. A fantastic group of really passionate but incredibly knowledgeable people in our community about climate change and the impacts on a variety of areas of our life have put this together. So well done to them and thank you to them. The document itself's got, people will see more about it over time, but it looks at what actions are already happening across various sectors in our community, what are the opportunities to reduce emissions further, and also that looks at what are the possible changes that we can make to adapt to the changing climate that we're experiencing as well, so that we can continue to live well. So really great report, sets out the size of the challenge, Robbo, to reach zero net emissions in all aspects of how we live, and that, of course, is again going to be something that we need us all to play a part in if we want to achieve that objective of getting to zero net emissions by 2030.
Yeah, okay. I reckon ban cabbage and Guinness and emissions will drop dramatically.
Can I say, Robbo, I saw this, our media people put this on the list, and I thought, this highbrow show is, I'm never going to get through a reducing carbon emissions show without a bit of a joke from you in there, so thank you for not letting me down.
Oh, you're saying that you couldn't get through a five-minute segment without a fart joke. Jeepers creepers, I don't know. It's a tough
That's
audience.
Another way to say that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, council operating hours over Christmas and New Year, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. We do close at 3 p.m. on the 24th of December, and we'll reopen at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, the 4th of January. But as always, if you've got urgent inquiries over that time, you can ring our main number on 5471 1700 and just follow the prompts and we will address the concern that you've got. And thanks again to all the staff who continue to provide that service over the Christmas break while most of us get to have a bit of time to recover and enjoy being with our families.
Terrific. Well, Darren, it's been a pleasure again having you on this year. We thank you for everything that you've contributed to the show and look forward to doing so again next year.
Thank you, Robbo. It's been a lot of great fun with you all year as well, and I really appreciate what you do to promote the work of local government across the whole region too. It's a great thing that you guys do with that, and we very much appreciate it. And thank you personally as well, and happy birthday for Sunday too.
Ah, thank you very much, mate. Yeah, thank you. And listen, to you and yours, mate, a very safe and happy Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Robbo.
Good on
you.
Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexandershire on the Wake Up Call.